Right now, we are joined by Susan Arita, who is the Communications and Development Coordinator, right, for Learning Outside, which is a very, very cool and important organization in our community that gives scholarships to kids and gets them outdoors to engage in hands-on learning about nature at the Triangle Land Conservancy's Urban Nature Preserve. And coming up this Sunday from 3 to 6 at that preserve is Meadowlark 2016. Susan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Meadowlark 2016, so this is an event that's happened before, and I know it's a really, really cool event.
Last year was our first year, and it was such a success, we decided, let's just do it again. And we were so fortunate to have Big Fat Gap, who donated their time and talent last year, to come on again this year with great enthusiasm. And the number of local businesses and even some around the state have been so gracious to donate food and beverages for the event. Mm-hmm. And so that allows me to put all of the proceeds from ticket sales directly into our scholarship programs.
So there's so many different organizations and restaurants and the band, and they're all donating their time.
Do you have a minute for me to read?
Yeah, I've got this list here, and it's a really good long list.
It is. Well, we have, and I thank them, and I ask listeners to support these businesses and just thank them for their community spirit.
Yeah.
Calavera, mm-hmm. Sandwich.
I just ate there yesterday.
I eat there every Saturday.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Carolina Brewery, Crook's Corner, mm-hmm. Steel Strings giving us beer.
Very nice.
Vimla's, Carburitas, Tyler's Tap Room, the Eddie Pub, the Root Cellar, Boku in Raleigh, mm-hmm. Vimla's, Neil's Deli.
Nice.
Jersey Mike's, and Marty Hanks with Just Be Apiary is giving us some honey that's
nice.
Been cured in
Tapos.
Right? Yeah, yeah, Just Be Apiary that's been cured in Tapos whiskey barrels.
Ooh.
And we're going to
Whiskey honey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm there right now.
Yeah, and we're going to drizzle that on bread from Chicken Bridge Bakery.
I did not know whiskey honey was a thing that was possible. You just opened up my world.
Marty Hanks will open up your world.
Yes, yes.
With lots of things. So,
oh, man.
And this year we have, for children of all ages, we have cornhole.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bubble station.
Cool.
We have animals from Winter Past Farm. She's bringing ducks and bunnies and goats that children can feed and
awesome.
Pet and cuddle.
Nice.
We'll have tours of our learning garden. You can meet our goats and feed them. You can visit the bird blind, all kinds of things right there on our base site at Learning Outside, which you said is located on Urban Nature Preserve.
And that's Triangle Land Conservancy's Urban Nature Preserve. So tell us about learning, or speaking with Susan Arita, by the way, with Learning Outside. Meadowlark 2016 is coming up this Sunday, April 24th from 3 to 6 p.m. Everyone invited to that. We'll let you know how you can get tickets in just a little while. But it's all to benefit Learning Outside, which is a terrific organization. It gives scholarships to kids. It gets them out, I know, especially in the summertime, to really get hands-on when it comes to nature.
And that's exactly right. We are nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
We have programs year-round. We have a forest kindergarten program that was based on the Scandinavian program that was developed in the 1940s. And these children come at 9 o'clock in the morning. They stay until 12, and they are outside the whole time. We have no indoor classrooms. Our classroom is the outdoors.
Yeah.
And so we're lucky with Urban Nature Preserve that's 259 acres of woods, meadows, streams, ponds. And so there's every opportunity ideal for nature exploration. We have after school programs, and then we have summer camps.
What's your favorite story about how, like, individual kids who've been benefited by this? I know there's a lot.
I know. We had a child who was 9 years old who attended one of our summer camps last year. We have about 8 different areas in the forest that are set up with a fire pit and tree cookies, and the children go down, and this particular time they had, we have an apple press, mm-hmm. they had pressed apples to make apple cider. They were taking it down into the woods to build a fire, to heat the apple cider, to enjoy in handcrafted bamboo cups, and this child had never seen fire.
Oh my God.
And
I got all excited about the handcrafted bamboo cups.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing.
Yeah.
They're pretty amazing.
But that's just incredible that, like, you don't even think about that, but it's the first experience with such basic stuff.
Right, and yeah. One of our other scholarship children went back to school last year, and when they're there that week, they make a journal,
uh-huh.
and the journal they do themselves, and so it has examples of all the different activities they did during the week, and, you know, that first back to school day when you said, what did you do during summer vacation?
Yeah.
This student stood up and presented his book, and two of the classmates said, I had to go to Disney World.
There's no nature at Disney World.
So it is just pure exploration,
oh,
and it's just amazing. There's been Diane Rehm had a show week before last about the importance of children being in nature, and adults too,
mm-hmm.
but especially children, and we're already doing that. So I'm so happy to see that the shift in understanding is moving towards having children outside.
Yeah. We're speaking again with Susan Rita of Learning Outside, Meadowlark 2016, again coming up this Sunday, 3 to 6, at the Irvin Nature Preserve, Triangle Land Conservancy's preserve again. Big Fat Gap is going to be performing bluegrass. There's going to be all of that food from all of those places that we mentioned a couple of minutes ago. 100% of the proceeds go towards scholarships for kids to provide them with, as we just said, life-changing experiences at Learning Outside. Where is the Irvin Nature Preserve, so people know?
We're about 4 miles west of Carrboro,
okay.
on Jones Ferry Road, and this is a closed preserve. Transplanting Traditions have their farm site there, and we are right there. You can look for the big teepee, and we do have students who pay tuition, but with the help of social workers and refugee coordinators, we have designated 35% of our children in our summer camps,
nice.
To be able to attend on 100% scholarship.
We should emphasize this is a closed preserve, so you go to Meadowlark, this is a good chance
to
check
it
out. Yeah,
yeah,
which
it
is really cool too. Okay, so Meadowlark 2016, 3 to 6 p.m., Sunday, April 24th, all of that music, all of that food, beer from Steel String, whiskey, honey, and more, all for a great cause. There's a silent auction as well, so a lot going on. How can people get tickets? How can people get more involved with Learning Outside?
People can get tickets by going to our website. It's learningoutside.org. We have our tickets are priced $40 per adult, $25 for young adults, because we do have a lot of young adults in our community who are interested in education and nature and outreach. And then children under 12 are free. And and so our silent auction, we have gift certificates to Lantern and to Glass Half Full to
nice.
Auction off. And a gardening company, Jimmy Acres has... We're offering all of these plants,
nice.
Different plants and vegetables to auction off.
I love
it.
And you've got some eggs
fun.
Here from the garden, right?
I did. I brought you a dirty dozen of eggs right out of the chicken egg boxes.
I love it.
So you just enjoy that.
All right. Sounds good. Again, learningoutside.org is the website. So head online, go there, learn more about Learning Outside, all of the cool scholarship programs that they have, all of the the events and activities that they've got for kids during the summertime. Get involved and get tickets to this event, which is Meadowlark 2016, this Sunday, 3 to 6 p.m. at the Urban Nature Preserve. Susan, thank you so much.
You're welcome. May I say one more thing?
Yes.
Okay. My math is awful. Right. I used to take bank statements to my teller along with a dozen roses for her to balance my checking account. But I think I figured this out.
Uh-oh.
It's $325 per child per week at Learning Outside. So if two adults bought tickets at $80, that would cover a child's experience for 4 days.
Yeah.
Right? Am I right?
Is it $325 a week for a child? So $80 covers the full day, right?
That covers 4 days.
Okay.
Of the week. Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, think about that. You go, two or three people go together, and you've covered more than a week.
Yeah. That's going to be a really cool
event. It's a real gift.
All right. Susan Arita, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.